When it comes to auctions, most of us maybe get to bid on tickets to a baseball game or a weekend getaway to help our kids' school. Historic artworks, they're in another league altogether. But in Paris, there's an auction house where regular people have a chance to walk away with something special. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Drouot Auction House opened in 1852 and says it's the world's largest public auction space. Some 500,000 items a year pass through Drouot, art, furniture, wine, and curios from past centuries, as well as more recent bargains. And some 5,000 people come in off the street every day from Rue Drouot to browse and bid.
En fait, moi, ça fait 30 ans que je viens ici. Tous les jours.
Thierry Onfroy is in a room decorated with vintage posters. Ouais. Onfroy says he's come to Drouot every single day for the last 30 years.
Je vais dans beaucoup de directions différentes, mais ça c'est une gravure là, voilà. Ça, c'est
I've learned so much, he says, pointing to some 17th century engravings of Paris. Onfroy calls them fascinating urbanism documents because some of these buildings aren't here anymore. Each room holds a different collection of items. They are set up by the auctioneers and open for 2 days to the public so people can get a look before the bidding starts.
So you can just take a painting off a wall like that? And
you
just...
may, you're allowed completely. There's no problem of taking a painting out of the wall and just touching it and even taking picture of it.
That's auctioneer Romain de Pontac. He says most of Drouot's objects and artworks come from people's houses. Someone dies and the kids sell it all off. Didier Richner is editor of Place Tribune de l'Art, an online magazine about art history and heritage.
France is the attic of Europe. You know, because of history, many important works of art are still hidden in houses everywhere.
Like two 18th century paintings by Jean-Honoré Fragonard that were recently discovered in a French manor house. Richner says what sets Drouot apart from auction houses like Sotheby's or Christie's is that Drouot offers sales that don't involve any catalogs or experts. He calls it the people's auction house.
2500
Xavier Meron is looking for a coffee table for his living room. He says he decorates his kitchen at IKEA, but when he wants something special, he comes to Drouot.
Because it is like a museum, permanent museum, changing every day, and it is also a pleasure to come.
Meron says browsing at Drouot is a way to travel and to dream. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.